Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria, from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Welcome back. We have John W. Spring here, and we have some areas to cover. Recently, Donald Trump actually solidified not only Area 3 of the New World Order, followed Foreign Affairs Journal called Council on Foreign Relations, of Area 3 of the 10 zones, literally in the Bible, and these 10 kings will give their power to the beast for 1 hour. That first zone is now complete under Donald Trump. He also made an agreement, you see this handshake with Xi, where there's not going to be any more tariffs and so on because they're going to respect their intellectual property. He's now converging treaties in India, China, and elsewhere. Their biggest competitor is China, who is predicted by 2025. They'll have doubled the economy of the United States if they keep stealing their intellectual property. And we have that. We also have, while all these good things are happening for the world economy, especially for America, bad things are happening like recycling water, etc., under Donald Trump. Recently passed through the environmental departments, and the spread of 5G network, which he authorized January 8th of this year, 2018. So, at the same time, Donald Trump and his son-in-law have authorized a peace treaty in the Middle East, which will probably happen in the second term because the red heifer born to actually die for sanctification of the Temple Mount in Sukkot is born in August of this year, and the Sanhedrin was reconstituted the same very year that Donald Trump got elected as president. So the man is very apocalyptic. We had Dr. Bob Thiel on to talk about this. And you mentioned some other interesting converging facts going back to JFK, because you have lots of good information that Nikita Khrushchev called for the assassination of Trump. But there's many other parties. I happen to be one of the doctors that actually got the autopsy report before it became classified from Parkland Memorial Hospital. And I have a photographic memory, so I remember all the forensic toxicology of the bullet trajectories and the actual individuals involved with the crime. And it wasn't just one party, Nikita Khrushchev. It was the Italian mafia. It was the banks. It was the Israelis who didn't want nuclear isotopes to go, to not be going to Israel to build their nuclear weapons. I know not some of it. I know all of it. I know the players. I even know where the materials were taken from specific nuclear sites in Savannah, South Carolina, and elsewhere. So I can tell you, it wasn't just Nikita Khrushchev. And yes, the communists wanted to do it, but they're all playing a game called the globalist game. And when Donald Trump really ticked off the banks by printing $5 billion of money that was, you know, if you call recommended by Eisenhower back in 57, he built $5 billion that were not stamped by the reserve, by the little pixie dust from the Federal Reserve System, by the Queen of Benelux of the Netherlands and authorized by the Pope, because the reserve system is under the control of the Black Pope or the Jesuits. People don't understand all this stuff. That's so there's true evil connections all over the damn place. So when we look at, for example, most people don't realize Mr. Putin's name is called Putin. He should be called Rasputin, because he's probably a blood descendant of Rasputin and the Tsarina of Russia. Okay. I was watching a recent miniseries about the Romanovs. And people don't understand it was the British were actually just first cousins of the Russians. They could have been kissing cousins. They looked the same. I mean, these people were so close genetically. They had similar blood disorders. They call the blood disorders of the Germans, right?
Yes.
Yeah, and their DNA is virtually identical. I mean, you can look at the blood disorders that the Romanovs had, and they were similar to the German royalty because the Romanovs were primarily Germans, weren't they?
Yes.
Right?
Yes, and somewhat British.
And British, and they're British countries. Listen, if you went and checked their DNA, like 23andMe back then, or Prometheus or some other analysis, you say, oh my God, these guys are so close, they could be first cousins. They were. And the fact is that the Vatican, through the Jesuits, called the orders with the British intel agencies to kill the Romanovs because they were doing things that ticked them off. They were talking about a trans-European railway right across Europe, and they were terrified of them. They were terrified of the Russians collaborating with the Germans because they're close. The Romanovs themselves are more German than any other Russian around. People don't understand that. Yeah. And they don't realize what's going on here is the Vatican is literally like a conductor master there working for the Pope, who actually is running the financial system of the world through the reserve system of the bank and his boat to set up under Donald Trump in America as a vassal of the Vatican reserve system, the New World Order and the Mark of the Beast system, which is going to come from America. And the superstate Europe is rising as we speak. For example, the fact that he wouldn't meet with Putin and the fact that we gave weaponized anti-tank missiles to the Russian, to the Ukrainians to fight Russia. Ukraine, it was just a province of Russia broken off by Stalin after Vladimir Ilyich Lenin. Ukraine was always a part of Russia for the last 500 years. It's ridiculous, isn't it?
Well, the western portion was controlled to some extent by Poland, Romania.
Yeah, but Poland itself was a good bit, was just another province of Russia.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
They changed the territorial maps even during the Second World War by Stalin because it's just a different province. That's why if you go to the Crimea, 95% of the people are Russian-speaking and Russian genetic, the same as it is only Kiev, which used to be the capital 200 years ago of Russia, and Eastern Russia, they had 5 years ago at Christmas, they had videos on YouTube about the Donbass kids being shelled by Russians, these civilian areas being shelled by our State Department supplying weapons and money to Kiev and Mr. Poroshenko. They call him the Chocolate King, but he was also the prostitution and drug king. These son of a bitches were working with our CIA and 17th Division of the CIA that actually did not only 9/11 but the Iraq War, but they are actually trying to take over Ukraine because the greatest large piece of fertile land in the world outside the United States is, guess what? In Ukraine.
And
the strategic minerals there are freaking ridiculous. So they wanted to make sure they were right back on the back doorstep. NATO was never intended to be on the back doorstep of Russia, which is why they're paranoid as hell, and they're building weapons to defend themselves, and if we ever get a nuclear war because we don't have missile defense, all of us or most of us are going to die. So what Trump's doing by not talking to Putin is stupid. And the fact is the Russians are paranoid for a damn good reason, because we're on their back doorstep, and we had a October 5th of 2017, they did a simulation of a war game where 40 million or one quarter of their entire population of Russia were in a simulation of World War III, and every building in Russia, every hotel, every apartment has to, by law, have a bomb shelter against nuclear attack by Europe and America. Period. People don't get this, do they?
No. But there are some other things that should be addressed regarding Ukraine, Dr. Deagle.
Right, and I want you to open them up because, you've got a lot of knowledge, and I want to cross reference it because people need to understand what America is doing is freaking evil. And we may look and make it look good or smell good, but the fact is when he made this deal with China, our globalists and our corrupt people, and even inside the White House, are making deals inside the White House to negotiate China to steal our intellectual property and move corporations just like General Motors is moving to China. After getting all the benefits of Trump's tax break and getting billions of dollars of tax break, they're closed off with how many thousand jobs? I don't know, 14,000 jobs or something ridiculous?
Yes.
Yeah, well, and we're letting them do it? You're kidding. And again, China is smiling his head off because our globalists want to have China become the lead economic force power because they want to force America to eventually overcome that and force a new world order on everybody. And by the way, the Chinese economy collapsed 30% just even in the pre-battle. And if they ever got into a tariff battle with China, they're going to collapse. They're not just going to have a bad day. Their entire economy is, I've seen experts on the show that are experts on China. China is about to become a disaster zone economically if they get into an economic war with America and the West. And I don't know whether Trump will do it or the Democrats after him in, say, 2024, but I'm going to tell you, Chinese days are numbered. They're numbered.
Yes. Well, the intellectual property theft goes back to the Clinton administration, of course, when we gave them basically our nuclear and missile plans.
Did you know what else they did? Lockheed Martin Inter Sputnik was set up in 1998 in London to transfer targeting technologies to down sites for the low Earth orbit satellites for the Iridium satellite system, for not only sat phones, but also targeting a low-Earth orbit satellite system, which we integrated with Russia and China. And we gave them targeting technology, so they went from these giant super weapons, like the Sarmat weapons they make in eastern Ukraine, right? They were making these Sarmat super, what they call Satan weapons, basically in eastern Ukraine, and they had to go down to normal-sized weapons because they could hit them accurately. They couldn't hit the broadside of a continent. And now after we gave them the uploading technology and supercomputers to the Chinese and Russians, they could then try to compete with America because it's part of the New World Order. People don't get this, that we create the chaos and then we create the response to the chaos, and we are the chaos masters. Our high-level masons work every side. That's why when they collaborate and have Nikita Khrushchev so-called a kill order, there's lots of other people involved too. Banks, the Vatican, the Jesuits, you know, the Israelis who want nuclear materials for their own weapons. I know everybody. I even know the contacts inside the CIA. I worked with his son, who actually managed the nuclear arsenal back in the 60s. Okay?
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations to referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
They want to bother Deagle, I'll bother them all the way to hell. There's a lot of players in the world. When we look at George W. Bush Sr., this guy announced 10 years to the day the fall of the towers. Remember, 9/11, our Kabbalistic, warlock, numerological, Masonic numbers in a Luciferic calendar and dating system. So to the day, 10 years, he announced the New World Order, and 10 years to the day, the buildings fell. And were free fall because they were nuked from the inside and turned to an atomic vapor because they're paramagnetic material. People, concrete, okay, and many other paramagnetic materials. And non-paramagnetic were just blown out the sidewalls, including parts of desks and paper. And they weren't blown out, including passports. That's why they could recover passports in buildings. But people, because they're paramagnetic, their body was turned in a 50,000th of a second to a super hot 50,000 to 100,000 degree temperature, and their cells exploded as activated steam, and their cells already explode and turn to atomic dust, just like most of the building debris. So when people say, well, they want to dispute with Deagle, I said, you're going to lose hard on this one. Plus, I have documents that can prove I know everything. That's why didn't they kill you, Deagle? I had one knucklehead a few years ago said, well, why didn't they kill you? I said, if they do, you knucklehead might believe. So they're terrified of how many vaults of information they have out there, but I tell about everything.
Yes.
And I have so many contacts, and I got myself, my career was ended because of my knowledge about 9/11, my harassment by the State Medical Board of Colorado. If you know the whole story, it's disgusting. The monster's there.
Yeah.
Okay. If you know about the kind of persecution Deagle's gone through, and I'm a really good doctor, I've never missed a diagnosis of anything, but I can tell you, you're dealing with the center point of the New World Order. For the entire world, is Colorado, USA. Did you know that?
You mentioned that before.
And the CIA center is not Langley, Virginia. The actual CIA directorship has been moved to Colorado. The alternate capital of the United States is not Washington, D.C. or some other place. It's Colorado Springs. And the deepest state and most high-level product and largest facility underground is under Denver Imaginary Airport, we used to call it. I took care of the... My accountant for decades has been the actual guy that took care of the excavation team, and I was a doctor that took care of the actual people who were building DIA, for years before the damn thing opened. I know everything, not some of it.
Yes, but Dr. Deagle, what I find amazing is that anyone who had access to a handbook of the chemistry and physics reference book, they would know right away that all of the alleged claims released by the news media on how supposedly the towers fell was completely bogus.
Yeah, we know that. In fact, I've had other people, but they don't even give Deagle credit. I presented my research in 2007, but I'm not going to mention their names, but they brought up battalions of architects and engineers and other people that validated what I said, but they won't give Deagle credit because I was the first one to actually find it. And I've tried to do radiotoxicology in the World Trade Center because I have a background in nuclear plasma physics. The last lab that turned me down was told by the U.S. State Department in Tokyo, you can't even talk to Dr. Deagle. Okay, so when people want to dispute it, I say, go to hell. I'm tired of trying to argue with numbskulls and idiots who think that they have a right. And that includes many other people on this and other networks who won't interview Deagle. They're terrified of me. Justifiably. Justifiably, because most of them are narcissistic, full of it, or they're CIA operatives that are trying to control the message. I don't. I try to tell the whole truth, even if it eventually will kill me. I'm going to tell the truth.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you, the truth has almost gotten me killed.
No, it eventually will get me killed, but I'm going to die and fall into Jesus' arms. Yeah. I'm going to do the right thing until the last molecule leaves my mitochondria.
Amen.
All right. You know what? Guess what? I'm not just a physical, but a spiritual warrior, and I know what's coming. And believe me, what's going on in America, although it looks good, like this deal with China and the North American USMC treaty, all these things on the face are going to be very beneficial. Americans will be richer, Canadians, Mexicans. But the New World Order is ugly because look at the test where our own tech companies are actually subjugating the Chinese, and they won't even do work with a contract with the Pentagon and Google. But they'll do work to subjugate Chinese to rate them. So if they go to a wrong meeting or wrong social media post, they can't even train or plane.
Yes.
Well, and these poor Chinese are just, as they say, they're our brothers and sisters from another mother. Okay? They have different shaped eyes, but guess what? They're people.
Yes.
Like us. And someday they're going to bring that damn system to America if you don't think, oh, well, I won't do that. I say, you're an idiot. You don't know what's coming down the road, whether it's a Democrat or Republican or some other beast, right? But they'll be involved with the secret order. You can damn well guarantee it. They're not going to be nice people. Right?
I was thinking maybe we should say a few things about Russia and Ukraine that maybe the public in general are not aware of.
Well, they don't understand, number one, that firstly, these three ships that went through this bridge that went through Crimea passed into Russian territory, and they had no damn business being there without Russian permission. And, of course, they don't know if the Russians were worried if they could attack or destroy the bridge, which is the only way to connect to Crimea, which is Russian territory, period. Crimea is Russian. And, you know, remember the advance of the Light Brigade and the wars that occurred previously. People need to understand Crimea is Russian. It always has been. This idea that is since the Second World War when they partitioned it with Stalin, etc., is foolishness. And, of course, Poroshenko is another functionary of the State Department operating on the behest of the 17th Division of the Assad. And the idea that the bankers want to make superstate Europe, which has now captured 27 countries and expanding, and if it includes Poland and Ukraine, will stretch all the way from Ireland right through to the farthest reaches of the Ukrainian Empire in just south of Russia. I mean, that's a big damn empire with approaching probably 750 million people and the highest technology on the planet, including Germany and France, etc., and Britain.
Yes.
People don't get this, do they?
No. For starters, I will say this. According to my college geography instructor at Cal State Long Beach back in 1960, he said the most strategic area of the Soviet Union at that time was Ukraine. This is where about 90% of the technology existed. Now, there were other important areas, such as the Moscow industrial area, which we alluded to when we talk about...
Do you remember the name of the city in eastern Ukraine, what it is? What's it called?
Well, we have Donetsk, for example.
No, I'm talking about the biggest city. Well, you got Moscow and you got...
We have the Dnipropetrovsk in... You're talking about in the Ukraine itself?
The largest city in eastern Ukraine. It's the seat of the technology for building all the long-range nuclear missiles for the Russians. They're built there in Ukraine, aren't they?
Yes. For some reason, I thought it was Donetsk, but I might be mistaken on that. I know there's been a lot of aerospace technology in that area.
Right. What people need to understand is, you know the history of the Rus. The Rus, or red-haired Vikings, sailed eastward where the other Vikings sailed westward. And what people don't understand is they intermarried with the people of the steppe. So the people of Russia are a combination of people of the steppe, right? I have a background on that. And Vikings, red-haired Vikings, Rus. And they're in the Vilna Gaon, the song that they sing when they get their wings in Masada, the Israeli Air Force, when they see Rus, or the red-haired Vikings, cross from the Bosphorus to the Mediterranean and put on your Shabbat or Sabbath clothes because Messiah HaMashiach is coming. That song goes back 2,700 plus years to Ezekiel, who wrote the Ezekiel prophecies of Ezekiel 37-38 of the Russia coming.
Hi, folks. Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
We're talking about the exclusion zone in Russian. By the way, the word Chernobyl means wormwood in Russian. And wormwood means radiation is coming, nuclear war is coming to the world because we're in economic conflict right now. Unless we resolve this, we're going to have thermonuclear and biological conflict. And right now, the economic chaos is occurring. There's going to be ecological collapse, and that's going to collapse food supplies and cause major shifts of population around the world. Right now, Trump is making deals with China, which is the biggest economic ally and enemy, what we'll call competitor with America. But America will make deals with Europe and probably have to use the same template as it did for the USMC treaty. And when America completes this, all 10 zones will be actually giving their power, like as it says in the Bible, these 10 kings will give their power to the beast for 1 hour. And you have to understand the beast is the Druidic Council of 13 run by the Pindar, who means the penis of the dragon. And the Pindar and these other people directly working. Some of the top people in that system are the Black Pope, who's one of the 12 seats on the council, running all the banks in the world. And people have to understand what's going on here now is that there's many parties playing, and there's a left and right side of the dialectic, but they're all moving toward the same thing, omniscient, omnipotent control of the human race. That's where we're going.
Yes. By the way, I promised I'd say something about Central America that was brought to my attention, Dr. Deagle.
Yeah, let's get into that, because I think people need to understand. I don't understand why Trump doesn't take a much more interventionary approach and send troops into there. And right now they're on the support roll with no bullets. First off, don't put concertina on a wire on the border and wait for people to starve to death. And the people locally in Tijuana can't even take care of those people. They're down to one meal a day. They're getting diseases like measles and this poliomyelitis, like kind of wasting a neurological syndrome. The fact is these people are getting fleas and ticks and everything all over them, and they're freezing to death. This is the coldest winter I can remember, and I'm approaching 11 years I've been here. This is freaking cold, and it's not much warmer down in San Diego, about 40 miles from here. I think it's cruel what's happening, and the optics look awful, so Trump needs to have somebody that actually has common sense and decency to stop doing this. The people that could be put into a bracero work program need to be bussed up with an anklet to track them. The other people need to be sent back in military buses to a prison of their own choice in their home country. And we need to force these countries to take them back into prison. And if they don't, we cut off their aid. It's that simple. We need to also take out the cartels, which we can do in a weekend.
Yes.
These cartels exist at our pleasure because they create a stream of trillions of dollars of money, which is why I think the third or fourth richest man in the world is a Mexican who works with his cartels, work with our CIA. People need to get this. This guy is flaunting around the world in his own private jet, and he's one of the biggest drug dealers on the planet, and he's Mexican, and we let him exist because he's to our profit, and he's profiting to our particular cartels, which is why Fast and Furious under Barack Obama gave unlicensed guns with no serial numbers to our cartels to fight against the other cartels. And these disastrified cities in Central America are there because we created it. We created the freaking mess, and we don't want to get rid of it. And that includes Trump. He's not facing reality here, and the optics of what he's doing is freaking stupid. How's that?
Well, I tend to agree very strongly with you, Dr. Deagle, but I'd also like to put out some other...
Well, you know history about the Central America. It used to be one unified. They even had a common flag for all Central America, didn't they?
Yes, they did. And that's why we see the commonality of the blue and white sections of their flags. Two-thirds blue and the center section white.
Right.
Because of their commonality of fighting against Mexican oppression.
And the thing, I don't think we wanted to have one unified Central America. I think that we've actually purposely set things up to allow communists to come in, like in Nicaragua, and set up the Punta Huerte, super airstrip, so the Russians could come in or cause trouble. And we had to go back periodically, including, what was that medical school was on that island where we supposedly had to go in?
On Grenada.
Grenada. We didn't go in there to save the medical students or the other people in Grenada. We went there because the Russians were doing the same thing they're doing now in Venezuela and probably Punta Huerte and Nicaragua. They're getting ready to attack us from the south.
Yeah. Well, they were essentially building a mile-long airfield which could accommodate their giant air transport, which could bring a fully integrated nuclear launch site.
Do you know where the largest airstrip is in North America besides that? The largest one is not in the United States. You know where it is, the longest airstrip is in North America? I know, because I was their doctor for a number of years. Halifax, Nova Scotia. Did you know that?
Well, that's why I guess so many planes land there.
Yeah, it's got the longest airstrip other than Punta Huerte in North America is Halifax, Nova Scotia Airport. They got the longest friggin' airstrip, so they can take the largest aircraft, including the Russian Aeroflots or whatever.
Yes.
And transport Hercules jets and everything. They can all go to that special strip in Halifax, Nova Scotia, International Airport.
Right. Now, getting back to the caravan from Honduras, some interesting things. Besides the UN High Commissioner in New York, besides other headquarters in Washington, D.C. and Chicago, Tegucigalpa was probably the primary capital for organizing, besides the capital of Honduras, was the primary area for organizing the caravan and other caravans throughout Central America. But what was rather unique about this caravan, Dr. Deagle, was that for all practical purposes, the so-called members of the caravan were provided with luxury buses, buses which you and I might not have been able to ill afford years ago, to be transported northward towards the U.S. border. And every so often, the women would get off the bus with their little children and their little teeter-totters or...
Right.
They have
their toys.
Say it again?
With their toys and so on.
Okay. With their little baby buggies, whatever. And they would trek along for maybe 15 minutes, and during that time, the news media would take pictures of them, and you'd feel this empathy for them. And
right, but they'd get hopped back on the bus afterward, right?
Right, and if one took the time to notice the wheels on those little hand-driven carts, they would notice that they were not worn up very much. Maybe they went a total of 10 miles during the whole trip to Tijuana.
Yeah, I know, in the wild. And you know what's funding is the people like George Soros and other billionaires and Hollywood people and globalists.
Yeah.
They're funding this stuff. And it's like, are you kidding me? That's why a law that needs to be passed to make sure the funding not only of our corrupt bureaucracy and our campaigns, because we're deep into the funding of the campaign for 2020 now.
Yes.
And some of them are going to fund mass amounts of money for people like Beto O'Rourke, this maniac, right. Or other Democrats. And by the way, they'll probably put forward various bad Republicans. For example, Romney, which is a high-level Mason Mormon, he's another bad guy. People don't have to understand who Romney is, do they?
And his wife was very much involved in Latin America during her lifetime.
Right.
Getting back to the caravan again, now when it was time for lunch or dinner or breakfast, the members of the caravan would disembark from the bus, and lo and behold, up would drive one of these cafe trucks, very similar to the gourmet trucks that we see on the streets of Los Angeles.
Oh, no.
Yeah, and the awnings would come down, and so they could walk up to the counters and not get too much sun on their faces. And after they had their meal and used the latrines that were provided, then they would get back on the bus and continue onward.
Right.
And along with them would be pickup trucks carrying large cases of 5-gallon jugs of water, drinking water, so they never needed to worry about water. And all of these things are occurring, and
But what's going on right now in Tijuana is it's deteriorating because the buses and the food trucks and everything are going away. When they first arrived there months ago, they got 3 meals a day, down to 1 a day now.
Right.
And what's happening locally, the municipality, which is trying to support them, can't. They don't have the tax money to do it.
And 95% of the members of the caravan are men. 95%.
Yeah, exactly. And they're able-bodied men, and a number of them, they identified already 600 criminals. But if they want to work, they need a tractor anklet after they're vetted to make sure they're not criminals, and need to go to work camps where they can't get off and become an MS-13 gang or involved with human or drug trade or MS-13 killing people. We don't have any protections against that, do we?
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations to referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
You know, I'm sure Donald Trump, if he listens to this program, is going to be in a state of shock because he's going to presume he's got good advisors. He's not. He's got terrible advisors. He's uninformed, and he's doing stupid things that have bad optics. How's that? And that's why he lost the House because, for example, the chief thing that's in concern of people is, number one, immigration, which he didn't deal with, and a lot of things he can do even without Congress, and number two, health care. Now, he wants to do a piecemeal thing, a little, you know, window dressing here and there, deal with the cost of drugs and so on. You need to fix health care. And I put a plan together, which I sent him last year when he was first elected. He's not responding to me. I put a PowerPoint together to explain how to fix health care, to change it to a, not a disease management system, but a real health care system, which you can make a fifth of the cost. You get rid of malpractice. You get rid of state licensure. In fact, I'm thinking seriously about joining one of my colleagues in Las Vegas, who's part of what's called the Crow Nation, which is a native group, a national board that crosses all the states. And they're trying to get other native organizations to join in the U.S. and Canada, maybe in other countries, because what's happened is our system is so corrupt, the healthcare system, just like politics in general, has lobbyists even inside the White House working to lobby for, say, China or they know damn well what's going on with the drug trade because it's being run by our intel agencies. It doesn't just happen. You think you can get a raisin across the border unless the CIA and the NSA know about it? You've got to be kidding. And, you know, a lot of these tunnels, they're fully aware that there's tunnels coming across the Mexican border to the United States right near San Diego. They're fully aware of it. But they let it happen because a lot of time the intel agencies are plowing in billions, not trillions, billions of dollars that add up to trillions of dollars every year that are being managed by these special divisions of the CIA in projects that are not even under surveillance of the Congress, Senate, or the President. It's a need-to-know basis, isn't it?
Yes. And it never gets to the top.
It never gets to the top. And I think if Trump actually, he's sitting there in the White House thinking he's going to have his wife doing a beautiful job of Christmas and everything. But Trump basically is being kept in the dark on purpose. It's ridiculous.
Right.
If he had a chance to talk to me or other people who have been in the inside of this ugly mess called America, he'd get the straight up facts, which is you do too. And the fact is, the Cuban Missile Crisis that you whistle blew back in 1962, what's brewing is a hell of a lot worse. We've got multiple hotspots like Nicaragua and Venezuela especially that are brewing to become a major site for a southern attack on America with Cuban, with Russian submarines tunneled into the sides of the Orinoco River and the communist Chinese with entire divisions there in Venezuela. They're getting ready to attack, aren't they?
Yes, they are.
And the reason why, because they think we're going to attack them. They did a simulation October last year, 2017, of 40 million of one quarter of their population getting ready for a nuclear attack by America. And guess what? They got adequate reason to suggest that we're going to do it, don't they?
Well, unfortunately, they do, Dr. Deagle. I wish it were otherwise, but...
Yeah, but when you threaten the hell out of somebody that's smart and tough and strong, like the Russians, what the hell do you expect is going to happen? It's ridiculous, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
And we don't have... Here's Trump, he doesn't meet with Putin, but he's shaking hands with Xi, and he was going to meet with... And by the way, all this garbage over the Saudi prince that wanted to kill this guy Khashoggi, that guy Khashoggi, I have from my inside sources, was killed by the SAD, the Special Activities Division. He had nothing to do with it. In fact, right now, they put on trial these so-called criminals that were hired through the SAD to actually kill Khashoggi and cut up his body and then probably melt his body parts in hydrofluoric acid so they didn't have anything to kind of track or trace redundant genetics. But guess what? All these guys are going to get their arms and heads cut off after their very quick and painful trial. So if you think Khashoggi was killed by this crown prince, you're wrong. He wanted to get rid of Wahhabism because he wanted to modernize the country, just like Prince Alwi bin Talal, who he tortured through the 17th Division of the CIA. And they actually, I have this from my inside sources, one of the guys he tortured had a heart attack and died hanging upside down. And the other guy was a politician from Lebanon, and he had the guts to say it in local media in Arabic. So the fact is, people don't know what's going on here, and our intel agencies are going ape crazy, doing bad stuff, and Trump is not doing a damn thing, just like when they called for us to attack all these so-called, with the so-called release of biological and chemical weapons in Syria. This is BS, and the fact that the Trump kind of beat his chest like this giant ape and then shot missiles at an enormous cost, like millions of dollars a piece, reach Tomahawk missile. I took care of the Tomahawk missile systems as well for the guys there. This is idiotic. And then they were going to place troops in there. McMaster luckily got fired. He didn't put a quarter million troops. This would have directly caused a provocation to Russia. And we don't have missile defense now. So if you start a nuclear war now, most of American citizenry, probably over 290 million, will die in less than a day.
And this all goes back to the fact that he doesn't have very good advisors.
He's got assholes. Excuse my English.
Exactly.
And to be honest with you, Trump needs to have a dose of salt and light. It's you and me. He needs a Samuel counsel. And damn it, if he doesn't listen right now, he's going to listen at the judgment seat. Because you know what God's going to do? He's going to wink and pull over John W. Spring and Deagle and others that should have been talking to Trump at the judgment seat. And he said, get over here, John W. and Deagle. Did you say this on your show? Did Trump listen to you in your letters? He didn't,
yeah.
Did he? No.
No,
he didn't. So he's going to listen now or later, but he's going to damn well listen, isn't
he? Yeah. But we don't even know if they're getting to him. I
assume that the Kelly filter got them. But luckily, Kelly's going. Maybe the new guy they're going to bring in there will be a little better person. But the biggest problem is they need to interact with also media. They should open it up so other people like Josh Bernstein and yourself can actually ask questions in a media huddle, maybe even just by Skype. You can ask a question of the president. I mean, if you ask the right question, you don't have to present your viewpoint and everything. Just ask the right questions and then get his response and then try to respond to his response. I guarantee you that Trump would try to do the right thing, but he doesn't have any options, does he?
No, he doesn't. Yes.
And I think the man is a decent man, but he's misinformed and controlled. He's a high-level Mason like his father. And the Masons got their grip on his soul. That's why I call him Trump Pinocchio. He's a wooden president. Someday, I hope, he'll be like Pinocchio, become a real live boy.
Yeah.
Pretty bad, eh?
Yeah.
Trump Pinocchio. Do you like that term?
It's very appropriate.
Yeah, that's right. He's, you know. And if he lies, maybe his nose will grow someday. Hey, Trump, you're lying.
Yeah.
You know better. You know the buildings where the World Trade Center were nuked from the inside. You know that your policy of sending troops on the border is not going to solve Central America and the drug cartels being run by your intel agencies.
And unfortunately, this will continue until someone is able to get through to him, because he's relying upon supposedly people that the Office of Presidential Personnel are referring to him, who have these credentials or connections, or
I want to predict that that he is like laying the groundwork for the beast system, Trump. And he's not listening, and I'm going to predict, I wish he does listen, but I'm not going to hold my breath on it. I'm going to say, it's not my battle, it's God's battle. But I'm predicting that America will force a new world order, will eventually suffer for it. Behold the cities of salt, of light and steel. In one day came their destruction. That's America.
Yeah.
We're heading toward the annihilation of superstate America, aren't we? And people don't want to listen. They think, oh, well, just like ancient Israel, when it says many, many tekel peres in Sepharzi on the wall of the buildings of the king of Babylon. That day is coming to America, too, isn't it?
Yes, and it's coming quicker than we realize because of our education system plummeting to some level.
Well, it once it reaches the bottom, it can't do anything else, but it has what's called a bounce effect. There's a lot of millennials and premillennials are now getting more conservative than their adult fathers and mothers. They're waking up because they hit bottom and they're bouncing back.
This is so true.
Yeah. So a lot of the young people nowadays are more conservative than their parents, believe it or not.
Yep. This is actually true, but they're handicapped by all of the drugs and...
The drugs are not the problem. The drugs are the solution. The solution is a population without hope is going to narcotize himself with false religion and false drugs to take away their hopelessness of their situation. Once they get a worldview of the truth, they realize we're destined for life extension, for a safe planet without war and pestilence, without giant armies, without dialectics of war and conflict, and luciferic control of the human race, and blood sacrifices on the arms of Moloch at the Bohemian Grove, and right at the old ceremonial place where they actually put the Fed Reserve on Jekyll Island, right above a sacrificial place we talked about in an hour or two, where they used to do human sacrifice at Jekyll Island, children, right above the vaults of where they started the meetings for the Fed Reserve back in 1914. People don't know this stuff, do they?
No, they don't. And that's why I'll take the millennials over all of those you just mentioned.
Yeah, the millennials are waking up, aren't they?
They are. I enjoy talking to them.
Yeah, they're actually waking up. You know why? They're hungry for the truth. Their minds are hungry to be asked better questions and present the truth, not the lies of public media and churches and politicians, blood-sucking monsters. They're going to get the truth from Deagle and from you, John Spring, and I'm going to spread your word farther and wider with our new network. Praise the Lord God. Thank you.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep, a catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.